Hi, welcome back to a That's All Folks bulletin. As you know, this podcast often covers Casey Neistat. I was listening to his podcast for the first time. Well, he hadn't posted for like the last month because he had a baby, you know.
We're also here with Zach Show Live. Hey everyone. I actually saw that he posted something like a week ago.
Well, he posted a video. But they haven't posted him and his wife's podcast, Couples Therapy.
What about that?
With Candace and Casey. I was listening to it. Oh. It was their first podcast since the baby. And so I was just catching up on what was going on in their life. And guess what happened during the podcast?
They got divorced.
Nah. It was revealed that... Well, you saw the latest video, actually. This is related to it. The latest video is like he had an artist friend who's famous for taking pictures of groups nude people.
Yeah.
And he like took some pictures of nude people inside Casey's studio.
Yeah. I actually want to say something about that. He was so overly like weird about the whole like nude thing. He's like, I'm not mature enough for this, but like if I was, like I can't see naked people. Like he was like extremely like immature about it. He admittedly was, but it was weird.
Exactly what I wanted to bring up because
I literally just watched that this morning, so
okay, so I don't know the exact words, I don't want to misquote him, but
I might know them. What
no, not from the vlog, but on the podcast him and Candace were talking about it, and she was basically like, you're really weird about this, like I actually don't even know what your penis looks like.
She sounded
like a joke, but she was like, no, you like come out of the shower and quickly cover up with a towel.
Like, he's never nude.
Exactly.
Oh shit.
And the crazy thing is, and I brought it up in my video, my chat room with my video friends, I was like, Casey's never nude. He's like, doesn't like naked people, he's uncomfortable with it, he thinks it's gross, etc. They go on and talk about it in the podcast more about how like his daughter, who is like a young kid, like toddler level, she like, well, she wants to be nude sometimes, and he's like, no, don't. He's uncomfortable with it, he's uncomfortable with his wife being nude. He's basically like ashamed. I don't know if he's ashamed of it. She's like, maybe it's because he grew up in New England and there's like a lot of that like Catholic shame, you know,
that
in the
from?
Air. Yeah. And I don't know, but the crazy thing is the something we brought up is like, it's crazy that he's like so obsessive about like exercising and like taking care of his body and stuff, like, and on the one hand,
right,
but on the other hand he just like hates his body.
I think he just is not comfortable being naked, which some people are just not, you know. I mean, well, what's your feeling here? I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't know. Well, the thing, we sort of like dissected him psychologically in the video room, and the thing I think is, it's like he hates his body. He thinks he's like just like a wild animal that needs to discipline. Like, he's all about discipline, you know.
Yeah.
And
so
like
being naked is not discipline.
I think his naked body is just like a representation of like mystery and like out of control, like the opposite of control.
Yeah,
wild. And I think he just likes feeling in control, and that's why he like runs so much to like stay perfectly fit. Like, his body is something that he needs to tame. And I don't know, what do you think?
He did say in that video how he gets depressed when he's not making videos, like he has to be on his like schedule.
Yeah.
So I think it being naked is not just not a part of his day.
Wait, what?
I don't know. It was weird how to what the level of uncomfortable he was. The fact that he mentioned it probably 5 times in the video.
Here's the other thing. Do you think he has a weird wiener? A wiener that one wouldn't want to show off.
I just picture his wiener just looks like his nose. I just picture him having another face like right on his crotch. It's like a pair of balls underneath his nose.
I think he probably just has a normal. I don't know. Do you think?
I don't know either. I mean, that's. I mean, we could say maybe he's got a fucking small penis or weird penis. I don't know. I mean, yeah, that must just be something that was instilled in him at a early age, you know?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, if any of you out there have any, I don't know, if you don't like being nude, if you'd say you have a regular wiener, you know you got a regular wiener, like pretty, like typical size and shape, but you still like feel like you don't want to take off your clothes, or like you're ashamed of it, or like you think naked bodies are weird, like what's up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not someone that's gonna like throw my wang around, but I'm also like,
but like if you're married to somebody, yeah, they probably gonna have to be familiar with your wang shape.
If I'm married to someone, obviously that person's gonna see my wiener all the time, and I wouldn't give a shit.
They like probably know it well.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely be doing some like weird shit, so like they would see it.
Like really, that's kind of the fun of being in a relationship.
Yeah,
is.
I agree.
The comfort level, like, if there's anywhere where you should be fine with it, that's where.
Yeah, that's where you can do the stuff that you cannot get away with anywhere else. Unless, I guess, you are doing one of these pictures, which is just really just being naked and just standing there. It's, like, nothing crazy. I mean, would I do that? I mean, maybe.
Would you do Naked and Afraid? Television show.
No. It's miserable.
It does look really bad. Have bugs in your butthole.
That would make me. I don't know. I don't think that would take away the fun of like camping and shit for me. that's like not the fun part, really. I mean, maybe some is, but not like really.
All right. So if you folks out there have anything to add to this, I don't even know if I'm gonna post this. It seems a little insensitive. I mean, he put it out there. He started the combo. We're just really responding. This is just like the Talking Dead. This is the after show.
Yeah, this isn't really that bad. I mean, we're just kind of being like, whoa, what's going on there? Because there is something, obviously.
Yeah. I sent him a message on Anchor.
You did?
Asking for more details. Like, just go into this a little bit further.
He'll probably respond within a day or so then, right?
There's like a kid banging on a cage outside.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Okay, well, yeah, thanks for listening. Rate us in the Apple Store. Bye. So, wait, have you heard of this new cowboy video game? I think it's called Red Dead.
It's not new. We'll Red Dead Redemption? I think there's a new one or
there's
something.
There's a new one.
Yeah, yeah. I saw someone tweeted it, or that they like posted a video. They're like, I really want this. And then it was just a guy like walking around a horse. And I'm assuming that's what it was. But I do remember seeing old commercials for Red Dead, and it did look cool.
Okay, so this is just kind of a related conversation to Casey Neistat's penis. We're still, it's like 5 minutes later. They're in Red Dead Redemption. There's a big deal about this horse's balls in the game. Yeah. And that when you go into a cold area, they shrink up small. And when you go into a hot zone, they like hang looser. And that the ball physics are just like, are one of the details that they, you know, thought about. So yeah. Like basically like this cowboy video game's so realistic that the horse's balls respond to temperature.
Whoa.
So there's like, if you should Google it, because there's a really funny article that's basically like countless users confirm that the ball physics are real. Like as soon as the game came out, that was the first thing that people wanted to test. They're like, all right, let's keep track of these horse balls. All right, that's all. I just wanted to tell you about it, see what you thought about that.
I don't have much to.
Does that make you want to play it more or less, hearing that the horse's balls are
I just think it's
realistic?
It does make me want to play it, because I'm just like, reassures me that like the video game creators had a good time and probably had some laughs and probably wanted other people to enjoy that.
You think it was about laughs?
I think I want it to be. I would like it to be about the laughs and just like the fact that they probably put a lot of effort into that. Yeah. And they were like, "This is pretty funny." And they're like, "Do we really need to spend time doing this?" And they're probably like, "No, but it's kind of funny."
I guess when you think about it, you're playing this video game. You're riding a horse a lot of the time. Most of the time, you are seeing the balls of the horse, I guess, depending on the view that you're looking at. Depending on, like, if you're, like, behind it, like, Grand Theft Auto style, you're, like, sort of, like, floating above, behind. You're probably getting horse balls most of the time, so I guess, you know, that is one of the details you'd slave over.
It depends what you're getting. I feel like you'd get more of an aerial view, so you just get more of a horse's ass, not so much of the balls, but I guess if depending on the temperature, you might see more or less.
Yeah, if you're playing Red Dead Redemption out there, tell me if you knew about this, and if you didn't, upon recollection, did that add anything, or do you think maybe it was something you perceived unconsciously and added to your enjoyment? Okay, that's probably the end of this podcast. Bye. Okay, we're back with part three of the Wiener Cast. The next section I want to talk about is peeing. I told you last night I had sort of a nightmare. I've been watching a lot of Bauhaus design content on the web, and so I had a dream that I was stuck on a bunch of, like, on a big three-dimensional cone in a world of three-dimensional primitive shapes. And I had to pee really bad, and I was stuck there, and I was, like, thrashing around in bed for an hour or so, stuck in this geometric world until I finally got up and peed. Does that ever happen to you? You ever get, like, you ever have to pee in your sleep, and you're, like, you have the struggle of, like, needing to get up to pee versus, like, you want to stay in bed and stay asleep?
Yeah, I actually think I might have had a similar situation going on this morning. I don't totally recall what the dream was, but I remember the only reason why I got up is because I did have to pee.
But do you ever have that thing where, like, the struggle of needing to pee gets, like, sort of, like, abstracted into, like, the weird dream logic world? Like, you're just, like, pinned in a weird location. It doesn't even really make sense, but for some reason you have to pee and you're trapped.
I mean, yeah, and I've peed my pants in those situations.
For real? In your sleep?
In my dreams.
Recently?
In my dream sleep. No, not recently.
So, question two. You know that a lot of people pee sitting down at home, and that they only pee at standing up at urinals and at public toilets, and a lot of guys pee sitting down at home.
That surprises me.
I heard on Views, the David Dobrik podcast, he says he's always sat down, no question about it, except if he's in public.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a stand-up guy.
I think we've always been, but I think the part of the world is sit-down people. And I think, you know, when you stand up and you pee, microscopic pee splashes everywhere. And it really does, like, gross up your bathroom.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten a splash back on my leg.
So, do you think that it's, like, should we, like, campaign for a world where nobody stands up, or do you think...
I think you stand up if you want to stand up. Stand up for standing up, I say.
But it is pretty gross if you think about it, and you don't need to.
But sometimes I don't want to sit down, you know what I mean? Because then I sit down and get tired. I'm just thinking about me right now. Like, for me, I want to be go, go, go. I don't want to be sit, go. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to be sitting. Because a lot of times when I do get up to pee, it's because I just got up from sitting and working. And I don't want to go back and fucking sit down.
Another thing I thought was maybe, since it's like a thing that only guys can stand up, that as a symbol in these times where we're trying to like put women on an equal level, like that maybe symbolically all men, even if they, the only person who sees it is themselves in the privacy of their own home, a man who used to stand will now sit in sort of in, what do you call it? In
urinal?
No. In solidarity.
What do you mean?
Like men across the United States and the world sit in, when they pee in solidarity with women to symbolize like meeting them at their own level, like taking a sit down, like letting them, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like going from a sitting, standing position to a sitting, like that's like a less threatening sort of pose. And this change in our daily habits, maybe when guys go to the bathroom and they're about to stand up and pee, they sit down like, oh yeah, the whole thing. That makes them think about the situation a little bit. You know what I mean? That change in our habits, maybe it'll be a time of reflection of in the moment.
Yeah, I'd be 100% agreeing to that.
So, yeah, like maybe we should start a hashtag or something.
Yeah, hashtag sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down, get down.
Sit down. Southern. Stand up. Sit down. Stand up.
Stand up for, to sit down.
Stand
up to sit down.
Yes. Sit down to stand up, I think.
Sit down to stand up.
Yeah, sit down to stand up. Yeah.
Hashtag sit down to stand up.
And I'd say that the only thing is in that in this post world, whenever we guys don't stand anymore, one day a year we do stand up and we have sort of
to remember
the roots and why we don't do it anymore. But
that I day, think that people are still gonna do it, you know what I mean? Like people like me.
No, but we're gonna have guys who go door to door from the government who go scan your bathroom with a black light and look for pee splatter on your walls, and if you have any, then you go to jail for like 5 days or so.
I'll say this world's changing so damn fast, and I'm not ready.
But one day a year, we're gonna have like sort of like the Olympic Games for pee, and we'll have a thing where like
pee over a rope.
You throw one square toilet paper in there, and you see how if you can like slice it in half
with your pee stream.
Yeah, that's like one of the games. Yeah,
okay, that kind of if you're hyping it like that, I like kind of like that.
It's
that
sort of like,
well, how are people going to be training? You know what I mean?
Okay, you can apply for a permit to train 5 weeks ahead of this date.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we can give that money back to the city and, you know, plant some trees or something.
Yeah, that's all going to happen. But I think it's like, you know, if Halloween was every day, if you dressed up as a cartoon every day, it wouldn't be as fun on Halloween. I think like this makes standing up to pee more fun because we'll only do it that one time.
It's like, why don't people dress up every day? I think they should.
Nah. All right. That's another chapter of this podcast. I think that's pretty much all I have to talk about with wieners, balls, and pee. Got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.